Hey everybody, welcome to Module 4, Video 1. This is an introduction to the laws of the universe, why we use them in personal mastery, and why they're important for you to know. And in this video, we are going to talk about some of these points. We're going to talk about the conscious universe having governing principles, universal laws of structure. We're going to talk about how the laws of the universe keep the conscious universe and us in harmony. We're going to talk about the four most important laws for personal mastery, which is the law of thought, the law of frequency and magnetism, the law of forgiveness, and the law of infinite potential. The first law that we're going to cover is going to be the law of thought, which is going to be in the next video in detail. And I'm going to show you, I'll demonstrate like I always like to with oracle cards, how that actually operates for us. If you look at the law of thought as being the first one, we're going to talk about it as being the first principle of consciousness. And then we're going to be talking also about the more that you think about something, the stronger the signal becomes. We're also going to talk about how the laws are immutable and are always working in tandem, that you can't separate universal laws. Like you can't just say the law of attraction is the law or is a law. The law of attraction is one law amongst many that work together. Now, and then we're going to talk about the laws and how to stay in alignment with them as we work with the Course in Personal Mastery. So let's start at the beginning. I've made a lot of notes here just to make sure that, because it's a complicated subject, I just want to make sure that we stay on track. So let's talk about the conscious universe having governing principles or laws. So many of us believe the conscious universe is separate, right? When we look at the universe as an entity outside of us, and it's normal, we've all been taught that the world is of separated parts. And we don't do that here in this course. We are reminding ourselves that we're actually part of the conscious universe. The only reason we separate out in terms of our language is to remind us that we, the person, is engaged with the conscious universe or spirit or God or whatever you want to call it. But that is inside us, and the cards are working with us as a tool, but they also reflect us. So they're in relationship to us all the time. So everything is in relationship and connected to everything else. So we have to keep that in mind when we talk about the laws of the universe, because the mind immediately wants to put it in boxes, and it's kind of difficult. You can't really do that, even though we have to describe it. We are limited, what can I say? So if we look at the universal laws as a structure, and I kind of like to see it as all the threads that make up the fabric of reality, and they're always moving and they're kind of holding it all together. And our engagement in it is that we are the weaver. So we take all the threads that are there. Now they're moving all the time. They're not separate from us. They're around us. They move through us and we work with them. So we impact the laws of the universe by showing up, making a commitment, in this case, because we're looking at how universal laws work in personal mastery, specifically in this course. So we're engaging all the laws of the universe by the fact that we are making a commitment to an intention to plant a seed in our field of dreams, right? So we imagine that this field of dreams could also be the fabric of reality. We're planting a seed or we're planting a pattern in the fabric of reality that we want to see outpictured in our material world. And it starts with consciousness. So another way to think about universal law is that it's the laws of consciousness. And that's not just the personal consciousness of the person, of the group or the culture, but also the collective human species and, of course, the divine consciousness in the divine matrix or the intelligent universe. So it's all interconnected. Now, if we are to plant in our field of dreams, we also know that a law, for example, like the law of growth, means that when we plant something inside a field, or if we look at it, I plant my dream in my field of dreams, my seed, then it has to grow. It's a law that an acorn is going to become an oak tree. That's probably the easiest way to look at this, that the seed will always become what it's supposed to. So if you want potatoes, you plant potatoes. You don't plant broccoli, right? And if you want an oak tree, you're going to plant an acorn. And that acorn is going to take root and take seed and grow. So we're really looking at how do we grow ourselves by connecting to and understanding the four principal laws of the universe that are going to mean something to us here. And again, I want to mention there are more than the four that we're looking at, but these are the four that we're seeing come to life and help us stay in alignment with our highest intention. So, when we look at these laws, we're also looking at them in terms of harmony and coherence. So everything starts to go in like coherence. I don't know if you guys have ever seen this on the internet, but there's a video where you see these kind of metronomes going in different directions. So somebody sets them in motion in different ways. So they're all out of sync. Everything is out of sync at first, but it's natural for them to find a sync. And you'll watch that video and very shortly, I think in 30 seconds, they go in sync. So we want to be in sync with these laws. And that means that we don't want to focus on things that we don't want. But I'll explain that in a second. That sounds like an oxymoron. But so you understand this, right? So we really want to get in synchronized harmony with what is in our best interest, what's in the best interest of the rest of the world, and what's in our alignment with the highest purpose also of the universe. Because if you look at, for example, something that you think you want, but the form that you think it should come in is not the right form, but you've surrendered it in this process. And we talked about that in the first three videos too, about the idea that you look at the cards telling you what's really there and you realize, oh, that form may not be the exact thing. But perhaps if I were to be open and curious, which is what we teach you here in Oracle School, you're going to get into that state of observation, the observer, you're on your bird, or you're doing whatever it takes to get to that place of neutral observation. And then you can see that appropriate form that is not in your domain. That's the domain of the law of the conscious universe. That's the law of spirit, if you will. Spirit decides. We say, here's the essence of my dream, desire, and whatever. That's the acorn. And then the kind of oak tree with how many leaves is not up to us. So what we have to do is till the soil, which is what we talked about in the last module. So when these laws are in harmony, we say that everything else is in harmony. Now, I want to talk about something too here, which I think is really key, that because people think, oh, I'm out of harmony when I'm doing something that is repetitive, that doesn't work for me. But the truth is that the more you put something out, the more you think about the thing over and over and over again, you're going to get a reflection of that. Like I said, if you're going to plant an acorn, you're going to get an oak tree. But if you plant a weed, you are going to get the weed. So this is another way that we stay really conscious in this program of what is it that we are allowing into our thought field, and how long do we cultivate that? And that's why we pay close attention to when things that we don't want come up in our psyches, because we want to eradicate those. It's like pulling out the weeds of the garden in order for these laws to work. So I want to talk also about the law of attraction, because that's the one everybody talks about. It's the one that we think is the only one that counts. It's only one little piece of the whole puzzle. Because the law of attraction, even though it's become very popularized, it doesn't give you all the complexities of the true fabric of reality and what's really going on all the time. And that's why I don't teach specifically the law of attraction. I like to show you all the other laws that go in, because everybody knows what the law of attraction is, but you need to understand how it works with other ones. So the four laws that we're going to cover in module four that are particularly important specifically to co-create your unique, authentic, inspired life, because that's what we're doing here, are the law of thought, the law of frequency and magnetism, the law of forgiveness, and the law of infinite potential. And each one of these laws is going to have its own video. So I'll just cover a little bit about the law of thought and why that's the first one. So the law of thought, I'm going to read this because I think it was really brilliant. The law of thought means everything is first consciousness, conscious universe, mind of God, divine matrix, integrated self, which means the soul integrates with the small self. That includes the soul, small self, all have a consciousness that we have been bringing together through this course, through personal mastery, to co-create something in our world. So that's what everything is that we're doing. We're staying in alignment with that conscious contact to a higher power. We use the tool of oracle cards to reflect where we are, to illuminate the shadow, to give us a navigation, to show us what we can't see. So we're using this to communicate with the conscious universe through us. Because remember, we're not separate from it. And that's the other thing that we keep seeing ourselves as separate, that God or the universe is somewhere over there. And we're the little people here working with the cards over there. But what we really want to impart to you and what you're going to start seeing every single day, and you should have already by now, and I know you have because I've seen all your epiphanies, is the fact that this is alive and you're part of this living system of consciousness. And it's amazing. So with the law of thought, thought begins and then is followed by an emotion, right? So we react to our own thinking. So we have a response reaction to that. So the body responds and then your emotion responds that then engages the law of frequency. So everyone engages the next one because now you're sending out a particular energy or signal. So it starts with the law of thought. Whatever begins there then cascades into a physical feeling because it's also chemical, it's biochemical. The minute you start to think about one thing, and we're not talking about random thoughts, we're talking about your conscious thoughts or the subconscious thoughts that are about things that you don't want. So all of a sudden the body responds. The body is the signaling force and the body is made of vibration and energy and you become like a honing beacon or a lighthouse. Like there's the light, hello, here I am. And so the universe then responds how? Through the law of frequency, because you set out, it's like you are a radio, your own radio, and now you're sending out a signal. That's the signal. And you're basically saying, show me this, show me this. The more frequent you are about your thought process or anything you think about on a regular basis, that's going to start showing up in your outer world because of the law of frequency. Now let's talk about where that goes. The more you think about something, it says here, the stronger the energy signal becomes. For example, now this one is a tough one because all of us come in with a sense of poverty consciousness, unworthiness, the low self-worth, the low self-esteem, etc. Because that's something that's been conditioned into us, the whole concept of commercialism, like everything. If you look in our world right now, you can think of 10 things right off the bat that you've been conditioned to see yourself less than as part of how the world seems to work. So here, for example, the more you think about poverty and become afraid of poverty, poverty becomes your center of expectation. I love that line, the center of expectation. So what do you want to signal? Like the center of expectation is that radio, that it's that channel you've just now created. It's like when you create your own channel on Spotify. It's like, this is exactly what we're doing here in Oracle School, in Personal Mastery. We're creating your own special Personal Mastery Spotify channel. Like, what do you want to signal out there and who do you want to share it with? Because everybody else is going to tune into that and we want to see more of the good stuff and more of what you truly desire and way less of the sad sack, never-ending stories that create a state of victimhood, which doesn't allow you to move forward, which, by the way, happens for everybody. So don't worry about that. You're going to have one crappy song on your playlist, all right? So we're going to have to just all know that's going to happen. And it's the one that's going to make you fall asleep. But know that we want to have more on the Spotify playlist that's good and less of the other one. The idea is that we want more and more and more and less of the other. And we have to start somewhere. So there's no judgment. Remember that. We are a non-judgmental group here. So that's interesting. Look how many songs that I have on my playlist that's not so fabulous. So that's basically how the best way and the most creative way I can explain this. Now, one of the things too is that your Oracle cards, we can't forget the Oracle cards, it's not just that Spotify playlist. The Oracle cards will reflect to you when you need to change your thinking because the universe is abundant and unlimited. So that's the other thing. The universe, conscious universe, God, spirit, again, whatever feels right to you is unlimited. The law of abundance states that this is unlimited, that the universe has everything possible you could ever think about, exists in the world, and it can exist. And things you haven't even considered or imagined could also exist in the world. For example, when everybody starts to, that without any connection to each other, especially scientists, when they start to come up with cures, for example, there's usually 10 people, 10 different scientists who have never spoken to each other that come up with the exact same cure for something that hasn't happened yet. So you have to know that potential means that there are new things that are possible. And that's what we want to continuously connect to, is that sense of possibility and potentiality that is the seed of the divine in every single one of us. Every single one of us without fail. And I am walking example of being able to turn a sow's ear into a silk purse. I'll tell you, if you know anything about my story, you know I am a walking miracle. And if I can do it, any of you can do something too. So, how do the universal laws help us to manifest our desires, and how can oracle cards sync with the laws, remember, synchronize with the laws, to keep us in alignment? How can we get closer to our desired result without being attached to the form? Right? That's a big question. How do we get closer to our desired result without being attached to the form? We have to trust that the laws of the universe are going to get us into that, remember that metronome vibe, right? And the cards are the ones that are going to actually move the dial, right? Because we're going to be conscious. Like the metronomes themselves don't have consciousness in them. What they have is a magnetism that works because everybody is doing it, and that means it's going to go like this. And the universe needs to be in coherence. It's like heart coherence. That's why we talk about the heart, that when we are in synchronistic heart coherence with somebody else, like your partner, you'll start thinking the same things. You feel that. And in a group, we feel that too, the sympathetic connections that we all build together. We're all this one mind, we create this one group. So how do the cards bring us back into alignment with universal laws? They are the force that asks us to move in a different way so that we start to go like this with what is true for us, with what is true for all, with the highest good of all. And the cards tell us, oh, step right. Oh, and you start, and you know it, you start to feel it in your body. You know when you're out of alignment. You totally know when you're going this way and everybody else is going that way. And that's your conditioning. That's when you get angry, when you get pissed off, when you get resentful or jealous or start to think you're not worth it or whatever. Any of those kind of little goblin thoughts that come up for you brings you, oh, you're out of, you know, it's like when I go the wrong way in Zumba class. Like I can tell you, that it's like, you ever seen that? Everybody's going the right way and there's one person in the back of the room that's going that way. Well, imagine that that's your thought. It's like a little mini Zumba goblin going the wrong way. And we all have it, like I said. So we want to learn how to work with these laws and stay in alignment with what is harmonious. And that does require the work on our part. And it's tilling the soil of the seeds that we planted, but being aware of the movement. And the cards teach us what the movement needs to be. And what is that movement? Goes back to the law of thought. How are you thinking? How can you change that thought? Because it sets up a cascade. Remember, all the other laws work. So that was a lot. So let's just go over and recap what I just talked about, and then we're going to move on to the next video, which is all about the law of thought. And we start there. Okay, so in this video, we covered how the conscious universe has governing laws, how universal law has a structure, how the laws keep the conscious universe in harmony with us, how the law of attraction is not the only law, how the law of thought, the law of frequency and magnetism, the law of forgiveness, and the law of infinite potential are our four best friends for this part of the course. And that the first law that we're going to cover is the law of thought. And then I gave you some fun descriptions, creative descriptions about having a Spotify playlist and other creative ways to imagine how the laws work and how you need to stay in coherence with what is in your highest good. All right, so we're going on to the next video, video 2 of module 4, which is all about the law of thought. I'll see you there.